Hello? Hello? Can you give us a sign?
Welcome to Roltergeist, a horror comedy RPG podcast that is centered on an eclectic group of ghost hunters in Ohio. Let's go ahead and delve into Roltergeist.
Show yourself, or I'm gonna dig up your fucking body. I'm gonna throw it down a flight of stairs. I'm gonna fucking drag it around, and then I'm gonna bury it.
Boy, jeez. This is getting kind of spooky, you guys. Oh, boy.
Which one of you fuckers was that?
I think we've definitely gotten the ghost's attention.
You all began to descend deeper into the darkness.
Roltergeist will be releasing on January 19th, and from then on you can catch our ghostly adventures every other Tuesday at noon Eastern Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hope to see you there. And don't forget to look behind you. Ha! Made you look!
Just a heads up, friends. We did get plenty of rules wrong in this, so if you want to check out a more rules-friendly version, go listen to our Coffee and Chaos game from February. That said, this was a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy.
Let's redo this.
Context.
Hold on. You gotta let Waffle start, though.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Dice Fiends, in which we play Coffee and Chaos, and we are joined by the cast of Roltergeist. I will let Mads introduce Roltergeist because they are very good at talking.
Oh my god, thank you.
No pressure.
I'll try my best. All right, hey guys, we're actually a new podcast that we just launched recently called Roltergeist, where it's a horror comedy TTRPG podcast that's in the Trail of Cthulhu system, and we're all a bunch of eclectic ghost hunters who are trying to figure out the paranormal and see what's beyond the veil. And I am, in fact, the Ghost Master, but we're all playing our characters today in Coffee and Chaos. We're doing a little coffee shop AU, you know, getting that fanfic kind of going. So I would usually be the Ghost Master, the Dungeon Master, whatever you want to call it, but I am going to be playing one of my main NPCs, and his name is Taryn, and he is kind of the nerd, occult nerd, somewhat leader of the group.
Hi, hello, my name is Lavender, or Lav. I play Poppy. She herself is very familiar with ghostly encounters, but you'll have to peep that shit out in the first episode. She is kind of like, I want to say the fighter of the group, because her hands are very much rated E for everyone.
Nice.
All right. Bees, would you like to go next?
I sure would. Thank you, Frog.
You're welcome.
You'll always be a frog to me. Anyway. Shit. Hang
Your
on.
Your name is Bees.
My name is Bees. Hang on. And I'm here to say I like playing World of Warcraft every day. It's a pretty great game. It was made by Blizzard. You can play a lot of Allied Wraith. No, wait, fuck.
We're not sponsored.
We're not sponsored by Blizzard.
Oh,
none of this is going to make it.
No, it's not. So I can finish the rap.
Joke's on you. You think I added.
I will start reading my phone number.
Oh my god, should we just skip Bees and go?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, Lark, what's up?
Hi, I'm Lark. I play Lamp in the podcast, local cryptid enthusiast and local van hermit.
Nice.
Coming to a town near you.
My god.
Nice. And Rhett?
Hi, I'm Rhett. I am playing Dr. Cadence Hulog. She is a religions professor turned occult enthusiast who, for some reason, works in a coffee shop today.
Listen,
times are tough for everyone right now.
Hey, I mean, 2020 is just a weird year, guys.
It's 2021 now.
Wait a second. Holy shit.
It's a worse year.
Oh, boy.
It's all downhill from here, folks.
We're just trying to recover.
Wow. Gamers.
Okay, we're still in recovery. Okay, yeah. Bees.
All right, and I'm Bees. I play Tyler on the podcast. He's just a real sweet boy from Minnesota, you know, making ends meet. He works at Best Buy, having a good time. But today he also works at this coffee shop.
Oh,
I love him.
Mm-hmm. Best Buy's having a rough time too.
Mm-hmm. Gotta work two jobs, one at Best Buy, one at a coffee shop.
Yeah, I think it's slightly better to work at Best Buy in a coffee shop than to be a professor and still have to work at a coffee shop.
Have to wait on your students.
Suck it, academics.
Could you like imagine if like your student was such a fucking care and you're like, I'm going to have to bring this up in class next time.
I don't know if Cadence would do that, but she'd definitely do something to the drink.
She will remember that.
Oh, no.
The student asked for help.
I haven't submitted those grades yet.
Not due till Wednesday. Come on.
No.
Awesome. Take us away, Waffle.
All right. So we are in a city in Ohio, and we zoom up onto the shopping area where the donut shop you all work at, donuts and coffees. It is called Glaze Beyond the Veil. Taryn is the manager of this coffee shop, but its regulars call it, what did you say? Dunkin' Ghost Nuts.
Yes.
Regulars call it Dunkin' Ghost Nuts.
Good lord.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
I hate you all.
Mm-hmm. It definitely has that vibe where it's like a dinky little place, so that's why everybody calls it Ghost Nuts.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you want to go get some Ghost Nuts?
Also, like, Taryn totally believes in ghosts, and so, like, it's kind of, like, also a rag on Taryn. Because Taryn always, like, he'll, like, if customers ask him, he'll be like, yeah, I'm, like, really into, like, all of that, and, like, you know, there's these kinds of ghosts, and, like, if you know, you, like, bring some silver with you, and so, like, they're just, like, there to make fun of him, though.
Also, I feel like there would be a lot of people that would order and just say, hold the ghost nut, please.
I would be so confused.
That's just the trope. Whenever you go to Glaze Beyond the Veil, you have to say, hold the ghost nut, no matter whether or not you've actually ordered the ghost nut.
Yeah.
We have a special called Ghost Nut, which is just like...
Oh, God.
It's just like the donut holes, but like it's like a lot of them.
But there's two of them.
Originally it was just one, but after donut hole,
you put in coffee.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a glaze. It's like got like the white on it, so that's why we call it like a ghost nut. But yeah, like Taryn doesn't realize that
you got some ghost nut in your
like...
coffee. It's a little creamy now.
Oh boy!
Oh no! Oh no!
Taryn doesn't realize it's that kind of nut.
No, Taryn just thought, oh, it's like small and round shape, kind of like a nut. Like, oh, this could be like a ghost nut. Yeah.
It's a spooky. It's a haunted.
What a baby.
There's a haunted school somewhere.
No, it's like short for donut because this is just like a little hole. Like, it's a little donut. So, like, ghost nut. Yeah.
What if it's too...
I'm going to already say this for future listeners of Roltergeist. We're definitely an 18 plus podcast. Yeah. Yes.
It is that kind of podcast. Lots of dirty jokes.
Viewer discretion is advised if you haven't figured that out about Dice Fiends already. Welcome to the first episode of Dice Fiends you've ever listened to. Please, can you draw a card for me as we start off the day?
Do I need to pull it out of a 50-foot deck?
All right, let's see.
Any card?
Pick a card.
Take the card on top of the
deck. Yeah, to determine what the hitch is for this session.
Is it just bees?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody sit back down. It's my time to shine.
Just bees for this one.
All right. It's your time to shine, bees.
Mm-hmm. I pulled a 10 of clubs.
10 of clubs. So that's a 10. So the hitch for this session is there's film crews in the shop.
In the shop?
Film crews in the shop?
Like, are they actively filming or are they like on their break?
The hitch lasts the entire session and it has to be worked around.
So,
I mean, it could be some punk ass filming a fucking documentary on themselves without permission.
Some students like doing their final project.
So occasionally it's students doing their final project and like they don't have permission, but when people take their eyes off of them, they will come back into the shop.
Okay. I already know what Poppy's gonna do.
Oh boy.
And like they're trying to make it like a parody, like they're trying to make fun of the shop because they're trying to make fun of like the ghost nuts and shit like that.
Yeah,
they're acting, it's their characters are the ghost creator in the other universe.
Good. Poppy's gonna go, hey Taryn.
Oh, wait, are we starting?
Are we starting?
We have more.
Are we starting?
Let's start now. Yeah.
Okay.
Do some more things.
So Poppy's gonna go, hey Taryn.
Yeah, Poppy, what's going on?
You see those kids out there, right?
Yeah, they got all those cameras and stuff. What's going on?
Yeah, so I've noticed that, well, number one, they definitely do not have permission to film in here, and I've told them quite a few times that they're not allowed definitely. In here unless they have like signed consent from the patrons and, you know, us, of course.
Yeah, we're a little too small to have that many people in here, so.
So I'm thinking that they're probably not going to listen to us. Like, if we kind of just tell them no and go back to what they're doing, they're probably going to try to sneak back in.
Yeah.
So
I definitely would did some trespassing, like, when I was that age, so.
That's maybe hard to believe, trespass. But okay.
Well, you know, like, on my ghost hunts and stuff like that. I mean, like, I tried to get in and out really fast, but, yeah.
I get that. So I think maybe someone out of the crew should stand there like I can go. Not gonna promise that I'm not gonna make someone cry, but
yeah, let's maybe avoid that. I love you, Poppy, but I know that you're not like the best at being judged. Oh. No.
I mean, you haven't even taken me out on a date first.
Poppy, no.
Should we
Poppy,
send no. Taryn out? Listen, oh, it's okay.
Taryn is just like blushing at this point and is like not sure what to say anymore.
I mean, if you want to take me out on a date later, that's fine.
We're good. All right. Let's just let's not put you on that job because I just know that you're not very gentle, and I really don't want kids to get beaten up and the police to come out.
I'm not gonna beat up actual children.
I saw what you did to that ghost last week. So, like,
listen. To be fair, they tried to push Lamp down the stairs.
To be fair, that was old man Henderson. He had it coming.
He had it coming. What about Tyler?
Hey, crew, come over here. Come here, guys. Come here.
Oh, what's up, boss?
Oh, yeah, sure, Taryn. Yeah. What do you need?
Yeah. We got a group of kids like doing some sort of filming thing, and we don't have space in here for that, and they're not really listening to Poppy here. But I don't think Poppy's the best one to like keep an eye on them. So maybe if some of y'all want to keep an eye on them, make sure they're not coming in.
You could send Tyler out to try to scare him off.
I feel Tyler might be good because he's pretty tall.
I am tall.
Pretty tall.
So would I just be shooing him off?
Yeah. Just like make sure they don't come in.
Oh, okay. I could probably do something like that. Yeah, sure. I'll take a crack
at it.
All
right, Tyler. All right. We'll leave it up to you then, Tyler. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it, buddy.
And if they give you a rough time, just call for me.
Just holler. I'll bring my bat out.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm sure I can handle some kids.
Tyler,
don't worry about it.
You need to take a break or something. Cadence, if you want to go ahead and take over for Tyler and just make sure like those kids don't come. I mean, I know you deal with kids a lot as like the students at your college, right?
Yeah, I can do that. Easily.
All right. Cadence, as Tyler goes out to talk to the kids, I am going to have you draw a card for this round's catastrophe.
The Ace of Spades.
Ooh.
Wow, they don't have Ace on there. And just,
that might be a one.
One? Oh, yeah. And that's black. So one of the coffee makers breaks.
No. I am the coffee maker. I am broken.
Rest in peace.
Guys, the actual worker breaks.
Guys, over
my
here.
My leg.
Over here. Guys.
What's wrong?
What's happening?
Sorry, I was pushing down on this button here, and all the coffee just started spilling out. I think we got something broken in here.
Can I tell what Taryn has done wrong?
You will have to put one of your pieces of silverware on this issue if you want to fix it.
Okay. Temporarily. How does that work? Like,
so basically,
is there a difference between the knives, the forks, and the spoons here?
For that, no. Okay. And you'll still have it in to use, but if you take it off, the break will occur again.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I'll put one of my utensils on it.
Are you one of Cadence's fork?
Yeah, we'll do the fork.
Cadence's fork. All right. So you are able to tell what Taryn did wrong.
Okay, so like, is this like a common problem that happens if
the machine is operated incorrectly, or is this like a major, like, Taryn has done something just so dumb.
you're going to need to pay attention to it in order to keep it working. Like, there's not like an on and off solution.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not completely broken, but Taryn did kind of fuck it.
Okay.
I don't know what I did. Like,
Aiden just sort of sighs exasperatedly and just goes, here, let me fix it. And she kind of takes over and tries to fix the issue.
Oh, thanks, Cadence. Man, I appreciate that so much.
This is why we should keep extra coffee makers in the back.
You know what? I don't have the funds for that.
At least get a French press.
I'll think about it for next month after we see the sales for this month.
It's $12.
All right. Hey, Tyler, how do you want to try and deal with this hitch?
Well, where are they right now?
They are filming a scene in the, like, around the tables.
Around the tables. All right. Well, I'm going to kind of, like, try and slow, like, kind of inch, like, scooch my way closer, like, without, I don't want to disturb their, you know, filming, but I also, you know, want to get their attention. So I'm like, excuse me over here. Hello. Hi.
They are not paying attention to you, currently.
All right, I'm gonna. Oh boy. Oh gee. He says to himself.
T pose at him, Tyler.
Oh boy. Lamp did show me how to do that. I'm gonna go up and I'm gonna tap on the film person's shoulder, and I'm like, excuse me.
Hey, do you mind? We're filming here.
Oh geez. Well.
Jesus Christ, Boomer.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Well. Okay. Oh, well. I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're not really back to filming here. Oh, how many of them are there?
Let's see. Let's get a die and
chose the wrong person for this job.
You definitely should have sent Poppy.
10 of them.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
There's 10 fucking people.
They're gonna fucking eat him alive.
Well, hang. How tall are they?
They're early high school.
Early high school. All right.
Oh, they're high schoolers, not college kids.
Tyler, there's one real tall one though.
How tall are we talking?
Tyler was like 6'4", I think.
Yeah. Tyler is a big fella.
He's about 6 feet. You don't know if he's been held back before.
All right.
He looks at you with cold, weary eyes.
Oh my. Oh. The eyes of they've seen too much. Oh geez, in their young life.
What do you want?
You know, you're a fellow tall person like myself. Maybe you're like a ringleader of sorts, but I really gotta tell you, folks, you really can't be filming in here without permission, and I don't think you really are gonna get permission. So you might want to move along.
Well, what are you gonna do about it?
I suppose I could call for some reinforcements, and I kind of look back at Poppy like, hey.
I mean,
she raises her head, and she's like, you can see her, she's like fucking mad dogging that tall kid, and she's like, she does the okay, like, do you want me to come over, or?
Hey, tall boy, hey, mm-hmm. Big fluffy hair.
Yeah.
Do you want us to ask about Lamp's pot donuts? Do you want us to ask the police if they can get some pot donuts for us?
Well, I don't know anything.
Back
about
the fuck
that.
Off, okay?
Wow,
we're filming your scene.
Jeez, I gotta say, you are some pretty young folks, but you're really rude. Oh, jeez. Well, who?
I feel like Poppy's gonna see that this isn't going well, and she's gonna walk over.
Go.
Yeah, the team's probably like squaring up at this point, so she's like, oh shit.
Go play PUBG or whatever you old people do.
So she walks up and she's like, what's the problem here, folks?
Oh boy.
No problem. And then they start filming again.
Oh, I happen to see, are there people like sitting around the table or whatever?
I mean, there are like a few other customers, but really your shop isn't big enough for too many people.
Well, what I mean is, are they like filming at the table?
Yes.
All right, Poppy's gonna sit her ass right down on the table in front of the camera.
Wow. Okay.
So I know for a fact that you don't have permission to be here.
Uh-huh.
So I need you to leave.
Uh-huh.
now.
No.
I feel like you're gonna need to leave, kid.
I feel like I don't give a shit. What do you think?
Okay, I feel like this is gonna be a call to the police.
Okay, well, we can just go and get some pot brownies on the way out, right?
Oh, is this you confessing on camera that you children smoke pot in a state that isn't legal? Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear, ooh. Dear. Taryn, we're going to have to call the police.
I'm saying you sell pot brownies.
I don't know. It really sounds like to me that you're smoking pot and trying to pin it on an establishment that doesn't. So, Taryn, we're going to have to call the police because their kid's dealing.
They're dealing in the shop?
Yeah, they're like dealing in the shop and they're trying to pin it on poor Lamb.
No, guys, you can't.
Hey, Lamb, draw a card for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I don't know what the shapes are. Oh, it's a nine of spades.
Nine of spades.
Fucking crying.
So, how are you doing this? Are you like, how are you doing this, Poppy? Because the snafu is a small injury.
A what?
The table tips over.
The table tips over, knocks one of the kids over.
Oh.
I mean, she technically didn't commit assault. She was sitting on the table, so.
But we're still liable, Poppy. Quick.
Yes, quick.
We have liability insurance. Don't worry about it again.
Yeah, I feel like.
Oh, gee. Well,
a snafu is a one-off issue that, once resolved, stays resolved. This cannot be left and must be dealt with.
All right, so the table's going to fall and...
Yes, the table's going to fall, like, injure one of the kids minorly.
Poppy's going to move herself to where it's more like she's going to kind of land on the kid and the table's going to hit her.
All right. So if they win, the problem is solved. If they draw, the snafu isn't resolved and they or another character must wager again. If they failed, the snafu is resolved, but bad. The wagering character loses their cutlery and must discard a cutler from the catastrophe.
God, let's see how this goes.
So which piece of silverware are you wagering? Because a knife is a quick and... I would say that's a quick and decisive approach.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a quick and decisive.
Okay, so I'm going to flip a card.
Do I need to draw one?
Yes.
I got the eight of diamonds, red.
Is Joker a thing in here? Did I just not... Are we supposed to hear I got the Jokers?
Yeah, is Batman a real character? Is Batman real in this universe?
Is Batman
a very good question. We gotta resolve this.
We should
now.
Ask Taryn about that.
Yeah, Taryn.
You know,
sidebar.
I don't really know if Batman exists or not. Like,
oh my god,
I'm pursuing right now.
So should we say Joker is in this deck, or should we take our Jokers out?
From what I saw earlier, there aren't Jokers in this.
Oh my god, is Batman a cryptid?
I mean, I was gonna say that we should just treat Jokers like fucking Nat ones.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
no.
I'm gonna take the Jokers out since it wasn't. There aren't any one. Where is there reference in the rules
book? Yeah.
So the situation isn't resolved. It's tied. You don't lose the... You don't lose your cutlery. Actually, okay, the snafu isn't resolved, and either you or another character must wager again.
Would Tyler try to, like, catch the table? Because, I mean, he's there.
Yeah, so yeah. You try to fall, so you take the brunt, but something happens, and it's up to Tyler. All right, Tyler, flip a card.
Oh, boy. All right, I already put it away, geez. Okay. Five of clubs.
Unfortunately, I got an eight of spades.
Jesus.
So you lose the cutlery you've wagered?
Do both of them lose it?
No, the wagering cutlery.
Ooh.
The wagering character loses it. Yeah.
See, I didn't ask for any of this. Now my school is what she.
All right. So.
Oh, gee.
Oh, geez.
The snafu resolves poorly. Poppy gets a minor injury, but one of the kids gets hurt also, and they start yelling.
Okay.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Why do you tip the table over?
Oh, jeez.
First of all, kiddo.
You saw that on camera?
Parents okay. gonna walk over.
She jumped on me.
Whoa, what's going on?
What a weird accusation, kiddo.
She jumped on me. She started to call the police. And then this guy, pointing to Tyler.
Huh? What?
How did you make it go bad, Tyler?
I tried to catch the table. And I might have, what if I like knocked over one of the cameras?
And then this guy broke my camera.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to.
Poppy, what happened here? Like, okay.
So I sat on, okay. Outside of this kid yelling, sat on the table. We need to get the tables fixed though, because this one's a little rickety. The table started to tip, and I tried to adjust my weight so that the table would hit me instead of the skid, but unfortunately, as you can see, I am both on the floor and the table hit the kid. So
I go ahead and I help Poppy up,
and she's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
And she like winks at him.
Are you okay?
Oh my god.
I mean,
you're flirting.
I like hit this kid's knee on my way down, but it's fine. But they are definitely not respecting the policy that is like on the window. So I think we are probably going to have to call the police though.
Hey guys, how about this? Let's just, I know that this is kind of getting a little heated here. Why don't we go ahead, take a deep breath. All right. Are you okay? Or kid, are you okay?
What me who got his knee hurt, or me who the guy who knocked my camera over?
Oh,
you know, I'll have to talk to school about this. You know how expensive these things are?
I'm sorry.
Just comes over waving his arms.
I was just trying to catch the table. That's what I mean. This is just, you know, I'm
you
sorry about
be more careful then.
Actually, that's a good point. If this is a school project, we are going to need your school's contact information so that we can talk to your principal about how this is being handled and how the school needed to get consent from us first. Regardless of you trying to threaten to act big or bad, you're not supposed to be here. We know you don't have consent. I feel like we're also probably going to need your parents' contact information so that we could talk to them about, you know, your friend getting hit with me trying to help him and the camera being knocked over.
If you're not doing okay, let's go ahead and call your parents and make sure that we're getting taken care of your knee, and we can call the school and explain what happened. But you know, this is just a little accident that's happening. And you know, earlier what were we talking about? You said they were dealing in the shop.
Yeah, they're talking about like getting caught.
Everyone knows lamp bakes weed brownies and weed donuts or whatever.
We don't have any here, so
it's Lamp a little... is just inside concentrating on a spot on the counter very intently.
Can you draw
me a card?
Okay.
Lamp's making us draw all these damn cards.
Yeah.
Because Lamp's over there making pot donuts.
Three of diamonds.
All right. My question is fucking Lamp, are you using this business as a friend to sell pot?
And do we all know about it?
A good question.
Aaron doesn't know about it.
I think Tyler.
Poppy, do you know about it?
So Lamp,
I feel like she has an idea, but she's not like sure, and she doesn't care enough to ask.
Okay, so Lamp, you are in the back, just like staring a hole into the counter.
Yeah,
like,
just kind of listening to what's going on outside.
Lamp has pot donuts.
The famous treat.
Famous lamp original.
Mm-hmm.
Cadence, as this is happening, you are trying to keep the coffee maker working. A customer comes up and he's taking a very long time to order. It's like, let's see, what do I have? Do you have the coffee mocha latte? Is that a thing, coffee mocha latte? Can I get one? Are you the one? Are y'all the ones who do like the weird words? It's like venti, the large one.
This is a good question.
Cadence, you're the only one at the front of the counter. I hope you know
Cadence.
Well, no, I thought Cadence was on the broken machine.
You're the closest one, so he's
Okay.
Monopolizing your attention right now.
You're in the area that he is in, so he's talking at you.
Well,
yeah.
I suppose this is since Taryn runs the store. Taryn, what exactly do we do the coffee and mocha latte?
I feel like we're just a shop that does small, medium, large.
We just do small. We're not high end here. We're a small rinky dink. This is this is glazed beyond the veil. So there's those $5 Party City plastic ghost up when we're not.
Gotcha. Knowing this, she goes up to the guy and goes, we really only do this is not a fancy establishment. We have small, medium, and large. And we have the basic coffee stuff. And she kind of points to the menu and kind of guides him through some of the basics.
Can I get an extra large pumpkin mocha with double ghost nut?
We do extra large.
Do we have pumpkin?
I'm going to need you to try to resolve the snafu.
Okay, I'm gonna flip a card.
So here. wager your cutlery.
Oh shoot, I can do that, don't I?
So okay,
we'll wager my comfort. I have an ace of diamonds, so basically a one.
All right,
this is each a cutlery... well shuffled deck.
Oh, okay, ace of diamonds.
Yes.
And your weight? What are you wagering? A knife, fork, or spoon?
Knife.
Quick and decisive.
Quick and decisive. She's got to manage this coffee machine.
And you got the ace of diamonds.
Yes.
I'm trying to drink my coffee, but it's too hot.
So yeah, So that's the diamonds. Diamonds are actually
forever.
Diamonds.
I will cut you, bees.
Do it, coward.
I fucking dare you.
All right, so forks beat knives and are beaten by spoons. Knives beat spoons, beat forks. And so, yeah, you end up winning that wager. So you are able to, you're able to get him to order something you actually have.
Right.
But in the meantime, the machine starts acting up again.
Ghost nut.
Yeah, with the double ghost nut.
Do have those ghost nuts. Those are our specialty.
We do.
Wait a second. Is the double ghost nut special? Is that two of the donut holes and then one cream stick?
Damn straight.
It's it's tossed in the coffee.
Donut holes, because Taryn is they're just small nuts and they're kind of round and
Mm-hmm. Man, exactly. I like these ghost nuts.
Ghost nuts.
So I have forfeited the knife that is on the coffee maker, the broken coffee maker. Right
now. Yes, and then it starts acting up again, creating a loud sound as everyone is arguing. And
yay,
Lamp is wishing they weren't here. All right.
It was going so well.
Okay. Did the kids leave yet?
No, they're still there. Can Lamp do anything to help with the machine?
Yeah, you can put one of your cutlery on the machine. So okay, that will basically be you fixing it until you have to discard that.
Okay. Does it matter which silver I put on it?
No, not really.
Okay, I'll put my knife on it, I guess.
All right.
And then I have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, that's basically you handling it while Cadence does other things. All right. And yeah, at the end of the round, the kids will just storm out. But since it's a hitch, they will be a recurring problem
for
this session. Does anyone want to go on, use their teaspoons to go on break?
No.
Lamp is going to try to be a model citizen right now to hopefully avoid people questioning what everybody's talking about.
Although,
Taryn is going to kind of be like, oof, I'm glad that was resolved. That was a little hairy there. I'm going to go check, see how Cadence and Lamp are doing, but y'all carry on.
Wait, did the kids give us that contact information?
They walked off without giving you their contact information.
So she's definitely going to fucking Poppy is gonna make note of it in her little notebook, get contact information from
kids if they come back, but I feel like she knows, like, do we know how many kids are within, how many schools are within the area?
There's Saints Wordsworth Private School and Academy for bratty children. Not, it doesn't say that, but just like Dunkin' Ghost Nuts. That's what it's.
Yeah.
It's like Hogsworth.
We know
it's what they're really children.
Right. Yeah.
And there's like a pub, there's like two public schools and a private school.
Okay. So we won't be able to know. Yeah, not canon and Roltergeist. We're not actually coffee shop workers.
No.
So she could be. She's going to make note and she's going to check on Tyler. She's going to be like, hey, bud, how are you doing?
Oh, gee, well, you know, that was a little bit tense, but I think I'm doing okay.
Those kids were jerks. Thankfully, they reminded me to take my birth control today. I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah, she just pops.
She just pulls a pill out of her pocket.
No water, no nothing.
Do we have security cameras? Like, did Taryn manage to get like one?
Taryn afford a security camera?
I could not afford.
Okay,
it's a cardboard box painted like a security camera.
I was gonna say there's just like a little webcam on the top of the laptop used for cashier.
Like there's definitely like a sign on the wall somewhere that says smile your own camera, but there's not actually. Yeah.
There's one of those mirrors.
Yeah.
And instead of a smiley face on it, it's a ghost picture slapped over, like a shitty sticker slapped over.
Right.
So regardless of what happens with this, I mean, they were filming the whole thing. So if they try to say like, oh, I assaulted one of their friends or that you purposely broke the camera, it's on, they have the audio saying that they're not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like super worried about it.
But they also have the other audio.
Yeah, it's true.
You're right. They do have the other audio, but it also exposes them as dealing pot. And,
as buying and smoking pot.
But I covered for you. Like, I feel like Poppy's going to turn and look at Lamp. And with her eyes, she's going to be like, if you have any in the store, go get rid of it.
Lamp has to keep the machine going.
I go over to Cadence and be like, hey, Cadence, sorry we had to leave you alone up front here. You doing okay?
Oh, yeah, nothing that's not out of the ordinary.
Thanks, Cadence. I know that I can always rely on you.
Real quick, how deafening is the coffee maker right now?
Oh, it's loud. It's like headache inducing loud if you leave it alone.
Something up with the coffee maker?
Tyler, you work at Best Buy, right? Can you fix it?
Sure. I work on the Geek Squad. I know my way around some tools. I might be able to give it a look.
All right. As we move into the afternoon portion, because this was around the morning. This was the morning-ish. I'm basically going to do three rounds so we have some structure. And we're already like 41 minutes. Mm-hmm. Also, so as we move into the afternoon, who drew the last catastrophe, Taryn?
I think I did.
I haven't drawn any cards.
I think Clark did.
I drew the last card at least.
All right. Poppy, can you draw me a card?
No, I cannot.
All right.
Well, impossible.
The game's over. Good job, everybody.
It's over.
You won. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
I got a five of spades.
All right. So the coffee machine starts to smoke a bit.
Oh, Jesus.
And that sets off the fire alarm in the.
Oh, crap. Oh, my God. Guys, and I'm going to go over and I'm going to try and like kind of like blow the smoke away and like,
Jesus,
it, like turn on like the like ceiling fan that we have.
Liam's just going to try to unplug it.
Do we have sprinklers?
Hey, sprinklers?
I think sprinklers would be a code mandated by the building code. Yeah. But if one or more, if you want to put one of your cutlery on it, you can.
I'll put my cutlery on it.
Did I lose my knife because it just burst into flames?
No, your knife is still on it, but
that's what's smoking.
It needs another person on it.
I stuck the knife inside of the machine. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and take my,
like
my
a little
knife
wheel in
and
there.
Put it on it.
All right. As everything's distracting, some students are walking back in.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Poppy didn't move. Poppy's still vibing.
It was an omen.
Poppy's just watching.
I'm running around. Karen's running around the kitchen, like trying to like blow the smoke away and like turning on the ceiling fan.
Tyler's and, like, reaching for a like a fire extinguisher.
The students walk in. They're not. It doesn't look like they're filming, but they like go up and like start aiming the camera. So the phone camera. So it's like pointing behind the. What is
the counter?
The counter, just to see everyone like running around trying to solve the catastrophe.
Poppy's gonna be like, "Hey kids, welcome back. You remember how I told you you're not allowed to film here?"
I'm not filming. I'm just checking my phone.
No, it looks like you're filming.
I'm just checking my phone.
Oh, so you wouldn't mind showing me, right? That you're texting and.
Yeah, look.
I'm still going to have to ask you to leave, though, after the last...
Oh, this isn't America? This isn't a free country?
America.
This is also...
Jeez, not some of these folks. Oh, God.
This isn't
America. He stops extinguishing the fire to say that.
You know, the youth of America today.
Poppy's going to just be like, it is America, but this is also private property, and I still need your parents' information, your school's contact information, so we can get this situation squared away, bud. Tyler, so let's go ahead.
All right, Tyler, can you draw me a snafu? Is
Taryn's still just running around trying to stop this thing from smoking.
Oh boy! Yep.
All right, Lamp, are you helping me? Because you're there with
Lamp. Got the machine unplugged, but they're not sure what else to do.
All right,
still like smoking a little bit. Like
yeah,
I mean, at least it won't keep smoking.
I drew a nine of hearts.
Nine of hearts. Jesus Christ, another small injury.
Oh, God.
From Lamp who? Burns their hand.
Oh.
Lamp gets electrocuted from.
Yes. Lamp gets electrocuted trying to unplug it.
Oh, jeez.
Lamp, how. Okay, who's trying to resolve the situation?
No one.
I think I put my knife down on the.
Oh, boy.
On the smoking machine.
You put your knife down on the fire alarm. Lamp is on the smoking machine.
Yeah.
I'm the one trying to put it out, maybe. I don't know.
Snafus need to be resolved. So
okay. I go over, I immediately stop seeing that like Lamb just started like buzzing a little bit. And
then, like have a hold of it still, like how your muscles tense up.
I'm gonna be like, oh shit, Lamb.
It was
are
a
you
frayed
okay?
wire.
I'm gonna try grab the wire and get it out of your hand.
Oh wait, wager a knife in. Let's contest
Here's
these.
Thing, I don't have any more knives.
Oh my god.
You can wager one of the store's knives.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. You have one knife left. Or yeah, since that is the swift and decisive action.
Lamp, are you okay? Oh my god, get that out of your hand.
Flip a card. Any card.
Oh god.
Flip a card.
Yes.
Oh god, here we go.
I'm gonna die.
I got a seven of hearts.
Let's see the wager.
Lamp's dead.
Lamp's dead on the floor twitching. And you just smell burnt weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, weed smell is just wafting through the air.
Is that weed? Lamp, did you really?
Hearts,
no.
Hearts represent an auto end. Lamp isn't dead, but you do the smell of wheat is walking through the restaurant.
Oh,
wait, did I lose?
No, you won, so you can decide how this goes down.
So wait a minute,
are you just...
the wheat is burning?
No, you can decide how this goes down.
I feel like that's more like
okay.
Lamp's ambience.
So basically what I do is I take the cord. I take the cord and I yank it out of Lamp's hand and I throw it away. And I'm checking Lamp's hand and I'm like, are you okay, man? Are you okay? Are you doing all right? I don't know what to. Hey, Tyler. What do we do when somebody's electrocuted? I know that you got that first aid kit, right?
Some kind of health code violation. One of the students.
This
is like this is some kind of safety issue.
Wait, is the kid saying that?
Yeah. This has to be some kind of safety issue. You watch someone get electrocuted and then someone's just handling a bare cord.
Yeah.
I threw it away. I threw the cord away.
That's not, you shouldn't touch
it. It's not like from electricity now. It's okay.
Tyler,
it's all static now. It's fine.
Is it like the leader that's saying that?
No, it's just one of the random kids. Like, he's just like.
He should definitely find the school kids.
Tyler, posting it to his Instagram. I'm getting Tyler to help me treat Lamp. for their electrocution.
All right. Well, first Tyler sees like the kids like filming this, like, oh geez, don't make this a TikTok, please. And he leans
okay, I didn't think of that before.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
They put oh no over it.
All right, thanks. You really got to go.
There's just a bug zapper image and then a moth just floating towards it. They play a lamp getting electrocuted over and over again.
Oh my god.
All right, yeah. So where are we on that contact information?
Where are we on your for all these people getting electrocuted?
I think
Lamp's dead.
No, oh, Lamb's no. Very much Lamb's alive. This okay. Isn't the first time.
Dad,
she just kind of said,
first time.
She just casually mentions, you know, this isn't the first time of potential death. Not here, but anyway,
we're used to it. It's fine.
Yeah, Bobby, this is all going on the TikTok. Stop.
It is.
It's
throw
whatever.
Me a snafu.
Oh boy. That's the Queen of Clubs.
Well, it's not an injury this time.
Well, that's
so
good.
I think fuck.
What is it?
It's probably death. Worse.
It's probably worse.
You die. You have a heart attack.
The coffee was poisoned.
I want one of those
collecting
kids to...
collecting plates.
Collecting plates.
What?
What
the
if
Snafu's collecting plates
means that a bunch of people left? I guess there's a bunch of empty tables now.
We ran out after everything caught fire.
During all the all the commotion, a bunch of plates got knocked over, and now it's just pure chaos. We're all tripping all over the place,
and someone has to pick them up, and has to wager to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
Did they break? I assume they broke.
Yeah.
Well, here's the question:
Can you afford glass plates?
They're about to fall, and you have to pick them up before they shatter on the floor.
They're all plastic. They're all plastic. Taryn can't afford real plates.
But we have to wash them now.
We do have to wash them now.
Yeah.
I think me and Tyler are still really preoccupied with.
Yeah, I think that's going to fall to Cadence again.
Yeah. Hi, Cadence. How do you want to go about this?
Poor Cadence is the boring shit.
Cadence is the backbone of this coffee shop.
So, have they actually fallen at this point, or are they about to fall? Like they've been knocked by by Taryn and Lark in their coffee machine shenanigans, and does she have to catch them, or?
I'm gonna say. It's collecting them, so they've already fallen in the shenanigans.
Okay.
This is just you collecting. You make sure you don't, miss one and then slip on it.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay. So, yeah, she's definitely, having to, go around the people who have decided to panic in this situation. Probably muttering expletives to herself, just, really exasperatedly.
It's a living.
Why did I take this job?
Holy shit, doesn't she work at the university?
She's asking. It's fine.
I think my older brother has her class. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Why I recognized you.
So what are you wagering?
I guess since this is going to take a minute, I'm going to wager a fork.
All right. And then
I
will.
Need to draw another card, I believe?
Yes.
Okay. That's a two of diamonds.
All right. So unfortunately, diamonds are beaten by clubs.
Well, that's a problem.
So it goes bad. You do slip, but you eventually manage to collect all the plates.
Okay.
But they're all dirty.
Now they've got to be cleaned.
Somehow, some have gotten chipped.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's some strong flooring there, Taryn.
Discard
all the honey went to the flooring.
Do we see Cadence slip?
Yes.
No. She's mortified. Oh, gee. She's mortified.
Cadence, are you okay?
Oh, gee, Cadence, hang on. I'm making a run to the first aid kit. I'll grab something for you too.
You
fine.
Good?
I'll be fine.
Lamp's
I'm
just
fine.
Slightly
it's all
you
fine.
Good?
The plates are less fine. You're less fine. I'm fine.
Okay, Cadence, as long as you're
Terry,
okay,
where
gonna...
did you get these plates? They're plastic and they're chipped.
Party City.
I think I got those from the $1 section in Target. I think I got those from there.
It's like, oh, okay, we have to get better plates. And then she goes to the sink to try and wash them.
I'll definitely add it to the list for next month when we see the sales. Thanks, Cadence. Appreciate it.
I have a question with the kids, because I'm assuming they're still there. Are they wearing masks? Because I'm assuming that we're a mask-only store.
Mm.
Is COVID canon?
Oh, yeah.
No, COVID's not canon universe. In this world.
It has to be, otherwise I can't kick them out without the mask.
Making last-minute changes to the non-canon storyline.
is the AU.
Mm. This is the AU.
So COVID is
canon. I guess this could be the AU where
the AU is COVID real life.
Is AU is real
it's
life.
It's very sad.
Oh, wait, no, this is. Nah, COVID's not canon.
Oh. Okay, so she's.
But one is wearing a mask still.
Yeah,
because she's going to really need to push, like.
I'm respectful. I'm respectful of my sick.
I appreciate
I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm respectful of the people's health.
I appreciate that. You know, friends could learn something about respect from you. You know, your parents did a real good job.
They're actually just a rave kid. Made out of candy beads.
If you guys want to film here in the future, which I doubt is going to happen, because as you can see, we don't have the space for it, you need to have your school contact us for permission. You still need to go. Still need that contact information.
Come on, guys. Let's leave Ghost Nuts for now.
Wait, what'd they call it?
The Ghost Nuts.
Ghost Nuts.
Just gonna be like, it's Dunkin' Ghost Nuts to you.
Should we get two squirts of Ghost Nuts? As the one yells is. They're leaving.
Poppy's 100% like, we're not serving you today, guys. she's gonna go look at walk to Taryn. She's gonna be like, Taryn, I feel like we need to close down for today. Like, do like curbside pickup only.
Would, but that kind of like takes business down. And honestly, we're kind of in deficit currently.
I am at my wit's ends with these fucking kids.
Break time.
Go ahead and take your break.
Does anyone want to?
I'm gonna take a break. All right. Poppy's gonna fucking murder.
Lace is gonna take a break.
Y'all have to role. I remember reading the rules, and you all have to role play your break.
You have to
role play
your break.
Lace is going to the bathroom to flush their weed.
And she's crying.
Oh. This is a good kush, though. Oh.
This is the dollar tragic. Store. How good can it be? Yes.
This is a dollar Ghost Nuts. How good can it be?
Oh my god.
Much like me, I'm gonna out myself to everyone on Dice Fiends. Is that what it's called? Did I get your podcast name wrong? Yeah.
You got it right.
Poppy's gonna like sit down at one of the tables. You know, she ordered her coffee, she has a little snack, and she's gonna start her Krampus smut story. She's got into the good part.
Oh boy.
And like, I want to say that Taryn knows she's writing about smut.
She writes it on the company laptop while nobody's in
there. He's like, stop it.
Don't open that Word document.
She's not afraid of it. She's not abashed. Like,
it's my file for special things.
That's why I feel like, but like, she even purposely leaves it on the company laptop so people can like edit for her.
Hang on. Is it named something different?
It's named Holy Krampus Night.
It's named Akron Zoo.
Taryn's totally cool with it. He's like,
yeah, Tyler just goes around sometimes. Gee, Poppy misspelled a word there. I should edit that for her.
Okay, this is absolutely going through it for grammatical errors.
Yes, like, grammatical errors.
Like, that's what she does at the
end. And then Taryn goes through to like update it, like in case like she got something wrong about Krampus, because Taryn has been studying Krampus.
Oh my god.
Like it all from the lore.
This is completely accurate.
She 100% changes it back.
I don't know where anywhere in the lore where it mentions Krampus's cock being that big.
She is going to casually call out. She's like, so are you going to text me the details about this date, or am I going to have to do it?
Taryn?
Yeah.
says Taryn. Points at themselves.
Points at themselves.
Become a Pokemon, Taryn.
Taryn.
I mean, it's a little too fast for you to tell me you love me and like you have. You better
You're
not let
me this.
No, she's just yelling.
She's yelling it across the cafe.
Poppy, keep taking your break. I'm gonna go check out the numbers.
If you don't do it, I'm gonna have to tell my brother, and
You know I'm how gone. Protective he is.
Taryn's in the office. Taryn's not listening.
Taryn's gone.
She's like,
Taryn's
she's gone. Cackling to herself.
Lamp walks out of the bathroom still sniffling and just watches Poppy work on the fanfic. Oh. Just like reading over her shoulder.
Hey. Taryn. Lamp, you can sit in my lap. It's okay.
Oh, thanks.
Taryn walks out, sees Lamp sitting on Poppy's lap, and is like, a little crestfallen. Oh. Behind the counter.
Miss your chance, Taryn.
You had your. Wait, does Lamp say that to Taryn?
You don't. You had your chance, bitch.
You don't see it, Taryn. Like it's like a brief moment, and then. Taryn oh.
Yeah, Lamp is too. Just like focused. Just like oh, okay.
No, Lamp is reading the Krampus smut. That's when Lamp says, "You had your chance, bitch." And Taryn just thinks it's about
it. Yeah. Taryn just looks over and is like startled and then realizes that they're talking about the smut and like he just goes back, kind of wipes a little tear.
Don't worry, Taryn. You'll get through this.
This kind of like low-key Taryn and Poppy's relationship reminds me of like my relationship. Just for the sole fact that I had to make not like the awkwardness, it's more that I have to like make the first move.
So, who wants to draw the last catastrophe for this evening?
I do.
I'm going to say Mads hasn't drawn any.
Oh, yeah, let Mads do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mads, Joe. You sit there in that corner.
Sit there and cry.
You know what you did. Evening,
I guess it makes sense for Glaze Beyond the Veil to be open really late.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have to stay open late, but then... but yeah, y'all don't open get paid extra later. For overtime because I don't have money.
I got a six.
Taryn wanted to be up until the witching hour, but nobody would let him.
All right, that's a conspiracy theorist.
Oh my god!
Oh yes,
it's just Taryn.
Know about the
land dying?
It's a Q person.
Ooh,
wait, they're cube.
Q.
Oh,
oh, like from Star Trek?
No, QAnon.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh no no!
Oh.
I thought you were saying they're cute. Like ooh.
Yeah, I thought they were cute. Like oh hey.
Yes, there's a cute conspiracy.
Everybody suddenly snaps their heads.
Ooh. Yeah, everybody's thirsty in here. Cute.
Hang on.
Tyler, no.
What's that? Sorry, I was just scratching my neck.
Who's behind the counter at this point?
Probably Cadence again.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Cadence.
I feel like Poppy would probably be up there too because she's tired of dealing with the fucking kids.
Yeah.
Taryn is in the office checking the sales and
crying from a crying.
Checking the sales.
Tyler's still comforting Lamp about having to flush their weed.
So Tyler knows fully what happened.
It'll grow back. Don't worry.
It'll grow back. It's just weed. It'll grow back.
Lamp 100% like grows it in her fucking van.
Hell, oh yeah, you know, absolutely. I've already it's canon.
It's canon. It's in their backstory.
And what's that plant name called?
What was it? Let me look.
Did you name your
Lampabus?
I named it. I think I named it like Fruit Loops or something.
Perfect.
Oh yeah, Fruit Loops. Nice. Your weed plant in your van is named Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm.
In the podcast, of course. Wink.
Sassafras is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
So conspiracy theorist comes into the shop.
What does this person look like, first of all?
Yes. They're cute.
Like
it's Fox Motor from X-Files.
Yes, it's someone who's dressed up like Fox Motor from X-Files. I know this is just a front establishment. I know what you sell in the back room.
What do we sell in the back room?
You sell ectoplasm. I know where the ghost nuts come from.
Poppy
and I'm gonna yell it to the world, especially to those kids filming right outside the store.
Poppy leans forward and she's like, hey, you want to know a secret?
You can't fool me with your words and your smut.
I like that he knows about the smut.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of things that we think is our secret about the coffee shop. Absolutely.
Like
the local paper has definitely reported on the coffee shop and all.
There's somebody that just posts in like the editorial section about everything that's going on.
They managed to get their hand on like an expert.
There's a Facebook group that's like, what's going on at Glaze Beyond the Veil today?
No, what's going on at Ghost Nuts?
Yeah.
What's going on at Ghost Nuts?
There's an R. Duncan Ghost Nuts.
That's definitely run by like fucking Lamp.
Yeah.
But anyway,
wait, so, you fuckers hear about this one.
And so she's just gonna go like, what do you think the ghost nuts are made out of, bud?
You think donated the ghost nut?
If you think about it, ectoplasm is really just ghost nut. So like that's nothing new. I know you feel like you have some hard-hitting like story here, but like this is called Dunking Ghost Nuts for a reason. So go ahead and shout it, I guess.
Make me wait. That sounds like you're very creative. So what do you want to wager to
quiet
up the snafu?
I guess I'll wager a spoon.
Yeah, that sounds like a spoon.
All right, then we flip. You flip, I flip, we flip. All right.
I got a queen of spades.
Queen of spades. Unfortunately, I got a diamond. So
nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Jeez.
And not ghost nuts. I would say that even if she's lost, she's like not even bothered by it.
Yeah, so you lost. It resolves badly. It's like, I know you have a secret sub-level where you...
As he's going on, she's just going to lean forward even more. She's going to be like, listen, if you're a little thirsty for, like, that good ghost nut, just tell us. We'll hit you up with a good order.
You can't distract me with your honeyed words of ghost nuts and venti latte drinks.
We don't do ventis here.
I'll be back.
We don't do that fancy stuff.
Okay, here. Bye. Tell your mom I said hi.
Enjoy your day.
Okay, I will, but I'll be back.
It has to have the last word.
Right. He does this a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in here all the time.
He is a regular.
All right.
So as the evening takes on, the kids are still filming outside. They are not quite obstructing the area, but you see like get people who are coming in, like see the film crew and just like back away.
When the fuck is your bedtime, you little fuckers?
Taryn comes out of the office after composing himself.
You
and
good,
definitely,
Taryn? You're looking a little rough.
Definitely was looking at
red.
Some ectoplasm in the back.
Oh, just the ectoplasm in the back is dead ass, just like popping a summer dress.
Well, what Taryn believes is ectoplasm that gathered from a ghost.
So he's not like
he wasn't jacking it in the back. Okay,
that's what I mean. Look at him with ectoplasm, making some of his own.
Yeah. Taryn is ace. Taryn is.
Hey, ace people can be horny.
I think he can still jerk it. You don't know.
No, he was not jerking off in the back.
Gonna be sick.
Oh my god.
So what does Taryn do after he finishes looking at ectoplasm in the back?
Proofreading.
So he actually has like a sample of what he actually believes is ectoplasm, and he has one of those rinky dink like microscopes that they get for kids, and is like, look,
what is it really?
It's probably like
mildew.
Hand sanitizer.
It probably is like some it's probably some cum that he like picked up.
Oh no! This is terrible.
All the things you could have said.
It could have been spit. It could have been spit.
It could have been glue stick goo.
It could have been Elmer's glue.
It could have been just
no, guys. This is in an abandoned haunted area that he went. What do you think people are doing in an abandoned area?
Spitting on the ground. That
well, Taryn
worked.
Doesn't know because he's
he's a dumb sweet child.
Did he at least use gloves?
Yes. Oh, come on.
Yes, come on.
He's an academic. He used gloves.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Awful.
Poppy sometimes
this is the one running this business.
Again, we would like to remind you all that Roltergeist is an 18+ podcast. Oh.
My grandma can never listen to this.
This show has to get shut down. No, this fucking shop has to get shut down. That's a fucking health code violation of the highest degree.
I think these high schoolers
are going to
shut down.
Jizz factory.
Oh, jeez.
Jizz factory. Oh, weed front.
Oh my god.
child endangerment.
Whatever we get, we deserve.
Nuts, nuts factory, weed, weed front. That's Let's where it's at.
Someone want to draw one last snafu for the evening?
Can I do one?
Yes, go for it.
Oh god. I just pick a card, right?
So yep. I'm gonna deal with the kids.
Pick a card, any card.
It's a king of diamonds. Ooh. I'm gonna fucking
delivering order. So you see a Grubhub guy come in.
Oh no.
You haven't gotten any orders recently. Do you all even have Grubhub set up?
No, we 100%.
Absolutely not. Aaron has not thought that far.
Hey, I'm here to pick up the order for Jesse.
Who?
Jesse. I'm here to pick up an order for Jesse.
I feel like you have us mistaken for the coffee shop down the street.
No, this is Glazed Beyond the Veil, right?
Yeah, but where are you from?
I'm from Grubhub.
Oh, we're not on Grubhub.
Jesse said they placed an order on Grubhub.
Hang on a
second.
For Glazed
Beyond the Veil.
Hang on a second. Is this a teen in disguise?
Pulls the mustache off.
Tell you what, make me a wager and you can decide if you succeed.
All right, I'll do that. Yeah,
let Tyler do it.
I feel like that's
one.
A creative approach on Tyler's part.
Yeah.
Just trying to whip the mustache off.
Yeah, like Tyler's like, you know, leaning in, like kind of like, I don't know, something's kind of fishy about this, you guys. Right. I don't rightly know what Grubhub is. I only use DoorDash, so no, DoorDash isn't great. What's a good one?
Uber Eats.
Good old fashioned delivery. That's right. He goes through the business. Sure now.
He just calls them up.
Yeah. Hello, is this a McDonald's?
No. Oh. How do you call DiGiorno up? Can I have a pizza? You buy it. Yeah, I know.
Hello,
I
pizza.
I want to deliver.
You're my favorite.
But if it's
pizza,
not delivery, then what is it?
It's DiGiorno.
They hang up. Anyway, draw your card.
By the way, we are not sponsored by DiGiorno.
Or Grubhub or DoorDash. Or
no one in their good mind would sponsor this.
Absolutely.
Heavens
not.
No. God, they'd be fools.
But if Adam and Eve wants to like sponsor us, I'd be down for that.
Yo,
we do have some
store in my town. I can go talk to them about it.
This is supposed to be like a fucking introductory.
Right.
A perfect introduction. We are not sponsored by anyone, especially not Cobblepath Games. Kickstarter soon.
Check it out now. All right. I drew a 9 of hearts.
That is an auto success.
Ooh. Oh wow.
You ripped the mustache off.
It is the tall kid from earlier.
Good grief, it's you.
Poppy goes, joke's on you. We're too poor for Grubhub.
He does that thing like Lincoln does with in the SNL skit where Lincoln gets a time machine. Oh my god, book it.
Oh gosh, runs Tyler! Wow, Tyler, that nice catching that kid. You gotta get out of here, man.
Book it, and then he just runs out of the store.
They all scatter out of like underneath tables and chairs.
Yes,
there's two teenagers on each other's shoulder.
Teenagers you didn't see under the tables and chairs, like get out from under the tables. And
scream
chairs.
Out like rats.
One comes out from the bathroom.
Excellent. We've been here the whole time. How'd you all get here?
Someone comes out from behind the counter.
Did any of them lose or like leave their recording equipment behind?
That's a good question.
No.
Oh,
God damn it. Is it broken?
What happened?
Camera still here?
They took it with them.
Well, aren't they just smart?
Are we? I imagine that we're all just kind of standing in the middle of the store, like trying to deal with this one delivery dude, and they all just like snuck in behind.
Yeah, it's just
like we're all surrounded.
Like, yeah, we were all super confused. We were just like, "What the fuck is this, guys?"
We're all standing back to back in a circle, like we're like being surrounded by wolves or something like that.
Where are all these teens? What are they kids. Want?
One of the ceiling tiles opens up, a teen rappels out to the front door.
What? I didn't even know that we had that up there.
Hey guys, there's some more ectoplasm up here.
Oh no.
Don't touch my ectoplasm.
What have you been storing in the storage, Aaron?
The guy runs back in after hearing that.
I'm running to the office.
Ectoplasm? I knew it.
Oh, jeez.
Show me that ectoplasm.
Hey, baby, show me your ectoplasm.
Taryn runs to protect the office door to stop them from getting into this ectoplasm. God.
Poppy, what?
Does he have a supply of it?
What's up?
Poppy, I think they're trying to rob us. See what you want to do?
Poppy is going to step out from behind the counter. And she's going to be like, sir. Sir. We do not run a brothel here. There will be no fucking circle jerks in this place. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
What? I was for ectoplasm.
Yeah, everybody knows that here at fucking Dunkin' Ghost Nuts, ectoplasm is food for jizz. You fucking horny fuck.
So
you
wait, what are you talking about, Poppy?
You put you put jizz in your coffee?
No.
Only if you ask nicely.
Only if you ask nicely. Oh, no, we have it. No.
I actually have ectoplasm in here. Like I got it from one of my ghost hunts.
Taryn.
Can I see it?
Taryn, sweetheart.
No.
Taryn, oh, wow. One of these kids dropped weed on the ground.
Taryn, says.
Taryn.
Taking it up
Taryn, sweetheart. No one has... I'm trying to tell you this, but wait, to the conspiracy guy. No, we actually have like, you know, that cream that goes on Cinnabons, like the Cinnabon.
Yeah, sweet nut.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
That's what we call it in Ohio.
But also, we kind of use it as a term for jizz. It's a little confusing, but Taryn, sweetheart, none of us have the heart
to
tell
you. This is a terrible business.
We didn't have the heart to tell you this, but that sucked. Fucking jizz under.
Wait, what? No. I was talking down a ghost and
wait, does he keep it in a jar?
Yeah, he keeps it.
He has an ectoplasm jar.
How much ectoplasm does he have?
He probably has like maybe just the bottom of the jar is filled.
Like, how? But the question: so much. How big is the jar?
That's yeah. So much.
Are we talking
it's
mason?
Small jar. It's a small jar.
It's a baby
okay,
jar.
Small jar.
It's like okay, it's like a baby.
It's still not. That's still not nothing.
Yeah.
Oh god.
It's a collection of ectoplasm from a multitude of ghosts,
sweetheart.
Oh.
That's even worse. Is there anything else in the jar? Like a small plastic ghost
like a fucking rainbow dish.
There are some hairs in the jar. There were hairs of whatever animal.
So Poppy looks at Taryn and goes, "This is sweetheart." That is 100% jizz, and it's starting to coagulate. It's starting to go bad. You need to get rid of it.
I swear, it's not.
As a person that is extremely sexually active, I know the difference.
Did you bottle that shit, Poppy?
No, I do not bottle that shit.
I'm just gonna go back, and Taryn goes into the office and closes the door and locks it.
Oh no.
Is he gonna sniff it?
No! He's gonna pace around and be like, no, it can't be. No, I know that I was tracking ghosts, and then he's gonna go over and
Taryn's having a crisis.
And he's gonna be like, what? But he's gonna throw it away, and then he's gonna go sit in his chair and he's gonna cry.
Oh no,
so it actually was ectoplasm.
Probably's gonna turn back to the conspiracy theorist, and she's gonna be like, I'm sorry you have to see that. So the ectoplasm you heard about was just in a jar. Jizz in a jar.
I'm never getting here again.
Oh, valid. That's, very good point. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably a great idea.
I mean, honestly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, in a just world, the next morning there's just gonna be a health inspector being like, I heard someone
you
was
know
just
why I'm here.
You know why I'm here.
It's okay. Well, I didn't
do we even
this
have
to work out anyways?
Do we even have to list the reasons why I'm shutting you down, Taryn?
No, it's okay. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I this is just the thing I picked up to help out with with my ghost hunting.
I didn't come to. I'm not interested. He just puts.
Okay.
Failing up on the window.
I'll go let the crew know.
Get it fixed if you can't. This is, oh god, this place should be burned down.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god, that's what happens. It just burns down to the ground. And everybody meets in the parking lot in the morning and just looks at it.
Yeah.
It's that coffee machine definitely exploded.
I gather us all for a last time in the break room. I'm gonna be like, bad news, guys. Wow, the cat just getting in the camera. Like,
that's just right there.
Bad news, guys. Lamb's cat is just in.
I'm now a cat.
All right. Bad news, guys. Health department shutting us down.
I mean, are we even surprised?
I'm not personally.
I'm sorry. Why. I really thought it was ectoplasm, guys.
It's actually good news for society as a whole.
Karen, you can't, you know, capture ectoplasm like that. I think
I think you knew it was jizz all along.
Karen, my question, the real ectoplasm was the friends we made along the way.
Karen, my question is why didn't you text me and ask me?
I was pretty sure about it because I had been triangulating the ghost position and I found it there.
Ectoplasm doesn't work that way.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
I'll put it down in my notes for next time.
Just put in notes that you should not be picking up white substances on the floor.
Okay, I'll do that too. I'll do that too. All right. Thanks, Poppy. I got it. But yeah, sorry guys. I know that I'm not gonna be able to pay you guys anymore. And thanks for coming with me on this journey.
Lamb, what about your job is selling pot?
Anybody want to buy some weed?
Yeah, okay.
Tyler, sweetheart, you don't have to buy it. Let's go get high.
No, I want to support you. It's okay.
Aww. We support small business.
Wait, Lamb, you're actually selling weed?
Yeah, thanks for the business.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
So those kids were right?
Yeah.
Lamb was selling brownies the whole time.
Well,
why do you think the store was so popular? My brownies, duh.
Oh, dang. Yeah. All right. Well, I can't blame you. I mean, to each their own, but it's probably good that we're getting shut down. We were in deficit anyway, so.
I feel like we were losing money.
Yeah, we were. We were. But now we can focus full time on our ghost hunting position. See us next time on the next episode of World Tour, guys.
Smooth.
This was a secret prequel.
Oh god.
Will Poppy and Taryn ever end up together?
Who knows?
Find out next week on Dragon Ball Z.
The baristas were Mads, Lav, Rat, Lark, and
Bees, aka Bees.
DMing and producing is done by Eric. The track used in this episode is Cheap Cafe by D. Yan Ki. And it is used with the Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was edited for Time. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making her art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. on Twitter, or at her website at keyligraphyinc.com. Did you like the show? Leave us a rating and review on your podcatcher of choice. And tell our friends over at the Realtor Guys Twitter account Spooky Dookie for us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come and post with us. Next week, we are going back to the Gamerverse. We would have continued this week, but Rim did choose to get a partial success on her move, so it's going to take just a bit longer. Until next time, remember that clear substance isn't ectoplasm. Goodbye.